AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is speeding up uranium enrichment. The country's nuclear agency says it will surpass the uranium stockpile limit set by its nuclear deal in the next 10 days. The suggestion is Iran's enrichment could reach up to 20%, just a step away from weapons-grade levels. Morgan Ortegas is at the State Department.
We, would say to the international community that we should not yield to nuclear extortion by the Iranian regime.
President Hassan Rouhani already has warned Europe a new deal needs to be in place by July 7th, or Iran would increase its enrichment of uranium. A masked gunman was shot and killed outside a federal building in Dallas today. The gunman has been identified as Brian Isaac Clyde. Officials had nothing to indicate the presence of any other shooters or threats to the city of Dallas. In Paris today,
safety is sacred in this company.
Boeing executive Kevin McAllister apologized to airlines and families of victims of 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and in Ethiopia. Speaking at the Paris Air Show, McAllister defended improvements to MAX software that has been implicated in the crashes, but couldn't predict when those planes could fly again. Mexico's efforts to slow Central American migration is showing some bite. Some people turned around to head south in the face of increased enforcement. The National Weather Service says at least 9 tornadoes struck Indiana over the weekend, damaging a school and other buildings and downing trees. An EF1 tornado with winds reaching 100 miles per hour struck the Indianapolis enclave of Beech Grove, heavily damaging the high school there. A federal search warrant shows John T. Ernest, the sole gunman in a Southern California synagogue shooting, told an investigator he adopted his hatred of Judaism 18 months before the fatal attack. Ernest also told the sheriff he was inspired by Adolf Hitler and the New Zealand mosque shooter. This is AP Radio News. Gloria Vanderbilt has died. She was an heir to the Vanderbilt fortune. Her name was famously on blue jeans in the 70s and 80s. Vanderbilt's son is CNN's Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was married four times, including to conductor Leopold Stokowski and movie director Sidney Lumet. She dated Howard Hughes but married Hughes' press agent, Pascal DeChicco, when she was 17. Her aunt cut her out of the will for that. She divorced DeChicco and married Stokowski the next day, but she left Stokowski for Frank Sinatra. She dated Errol Flynn as a teenager and later Marlon Brando. She said her only happy marriage was to author Wyatt Cooper, who died in 1978. Vanderbilt had four sons. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Another actor on the TV show Empire has been arrested in Chicago. Brishear Gray plays the younger brother of the character played by Jussie Smollett. Police say Gray was pulled over because a temporary license plate didn't match the 2014 Rolls-Royce he was driving. He was also charged with not carrying a driver's license. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.